Hi, Simon Richardson from the Manx Radio Newsroom here. Shared parental leave is something parents in the UK have been able to take for granted for the last 8 years. Here in the Isle of Man, though, it's been a different story. Now, though, it looks like things could be changing. A proposal that shared leave be introduced as part of new employment legislation has been warmly welcomed. I spoke to the Chief Executive Officer at the Children's Centre, Geoff Whitten, to gauge his response.
I've got to answer this question carefully because it's always complicated for there's the employer's position, there's the employee's position, and there's the family's position. Now, the employer has to support this, you know, effectively, and give space for parents of wherever, from whatever background, to be able to split their time to start the family when the children are very, very young, when the babies are very young. The employee in question has to have an enthusiasm for supporting such a scheme as well, because there's the impact on both parents. If you share your parental entitlement, it will mean that the mum might not have as long as they would perhaps expect, and the dad or the other half might have, you know, a proportion of it. So it's got to be a balance that everybody kind of understands the context of it. Speaking on behalf of the Children's Centre, we absolutely kind of are behind the proposal to have shared parental leave on Ireland. And there's a few really good reasons why. And one of them is giving, you know, dads or the other parent a chance to really bond with the child when they're very, very young. You know, it is difficult. It's difficult to balance work life and parenthood at the same time. But if everybody's involved in it, it spreads the responsibility, which has to be a good thing for all of us. For employers, though, so people who are kind of giving the chance to everybody to be part of a shared parental experience. One of the things that's really interesting is it stops prejudicing, you know, mums, because there's always that fear of, you know, if you take time away from work, what are you going to come back to? And so if everybody is part of that same journey, then it stops that even, you know, underlying prejudice. I don't mean legal prejudice, but I mean underlying prejudice that can exist.
Now, this has been in force, I think, in the UK now for something like 8 years. So we're behind the game in this respect. And I think you've experienced it actually in the UK as well yourself.
Absolutely. I've lived on Ireland for about 3.5 years. But our first daughter was born in 2015. So the legislation had just changed in the UK. So I think we were one of the first people to actually undertake shared parental leave. And the company I worked for at the time were very supportive of it. So our model for our first daughter was my wife took 10 months and then I took 2 months unpaid, but within the realms of shared parental. So I had 2 months with my daughter when she was about 10 months, well, yeah, 10 months to 12 months old, which was just lovely. And then second daughter, we did it in a different model, which was my wife took 4 months and then we as a whole family took 4 months together. So there was all four of us able to spend some really nice time bonding with each other, learning each other. And it's, you know, it's hard for families. It's hard for families to find that time and space. But we were really lucky in that we could do it at that point.
Looking at the government's position on this generally, I mean, they're trying to encourage people to come to the Isle of Man and bring young people who want to work to the island to sort of boost the economy.
Absolutely.
I suppose not having this kind of legislation in place is something of a disincentive at the moment.
No, absolutely. And it's not just about people from the UK, but across Europe and across the world. And there's all sorts of different kind of experiences of what shared parental or parenting responsibilities are. So I'm really heartened to hear that it could become law on the Island of Man, Isle of Man, because it is a lot of people's experience. And trying to say it this way around, you know, parenting is a dual responsibility. It's a family responsibility. So if we put most of the issues onto one of the parents, I think we can be a little bit behind the curve. So it's very exciting that we're talking about it here. So I'm fully behind it.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.